From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Verizon Wireless, working to constantly strengthen the connection quality and reliability of its network. Verizon Wireless, our people, our network.
I made a t-shirt that says, "Get off your iPod and get a life.com." The reactions I get when wearing my shirt in public tend to be one of two distinct flavors. From the iPod sporting classes, who can spare a moment to depart from a world of their own and look up, I generally get sneers and disapproving headshakes. The non-iPod sectarians, typically without MP3 player and a bit older, tend to smile and occasionally give me a thumbs up, as if to communicate a thanks for acknowledging that the world is going to hell in a digital handbasket and these self-absorbed iPod-wearing freaks are leading the charge. In somewhat kinder terms, I think what the iPod holdouts fear is that people are gradually losing the ability to communicate directly. While I am no fan of people losing the ability to connect with each other in the real world, I gotta say I just love my iPod. So here it is in a nutshell, the modern American dilemma. Is our inward-focused enjoyment really more important than being socially present in the real world? In other words, is the iPod life really worth it? Perhaps the iPod and the increasing popularity of life in an e-bubble via emails, blogs, instant messaging, cell phones, and online social networks is more than just a measure of convenience, but reflective of our evolutionary past. Maybe we as a species are yearning to be back inside the safety of our caves and wanting to leave the uncertainty of the open-air village behind. Consumer technology and the internet have simply provided a platform for making that backwards leap. I'm not sure if an electronically enabled de-evolution is a good or a bad thing. But like many, I am nostalgic for a simpler time when people still valued face-to-face interactions. It is on those days I put on another t-shirt, which reads, "Rejoin the human family and gather yours around the TV." With a perspective, I'm Paul Lamb.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.